DW.
Pastor Martin Nunez is an energetic man with a big smile. Together with his wife Leti, he runs a home for more than 20 children who have been abandoned or become orphans.
Cuando empezaron las muertes en Juárez, nosotros miramos que los niños estaban quedando solos.
When the homicides started, we saw that many children were left alone, orphaned. We knew that to avoid them joining a gang or ending up in prison, we needed to work with them from the start. It became a challenge. We got some out of gangs, others out of drugs, and now we have 23 children with us. It's not a rehab center for children. It's a home where they can go, to the store, to the park, they go to school. This is our wish and our vision for them to have a life completely different from the one we lived, for them not to suffer the way we suffered because we had no one helping us.
Padeciendo como nosotros padecimos por falta de alguien que los ayudara.
Pastor Nunez shows me around the adjacent properties that he and his wife purchased together some 5 years ago. One of the properties is a former drug house. For Pastor Nunez, changing nappies is a daily occurrence. The children's ages range from 6 months to 24 years. Only two of them are his own blood-related children. The other 21 are foster or adopted. Pastor Nunez is gentle but firm with them. The 41-year-old became a pastor some two decades ago. His Satan and skull tattoos are the only visible giveaway of his difficult past, a past of which he openly talks about.
My story is a horror story. When I was 2 years old, my mother killed my father. So starting at age two, I went to prison with my mother. I know what it's like to be hungry. I know what it's like to not have a father, to be in a prison since your childhood, and what it's like when your mother prefers buying drugs over buying food for you. I know what it's like not to have a home, to sleep on a bench covering up with plastic and carton boxes. Because we know what it means and the moral and psychological damage it brings to so many young people and children. We decided to dedicate ourselves to them.
In prison, Nunez acted as a drug mule and saw his mother high on drugs many times. His mother gave birth to other children who grew up with Martin. He was 11 when they were finally released from prison.
I was an 11-year-old kid who had never lived in society. We got out of jail with my brothers who were born in prison, who had never been outside. We got out of prison and we entered a different world where we felt rejected, where we felt pointed at, where people would say, "There go the children of the drug addict, of the murderer." We couldn't adapt because there was nobody who could teach us what to do. We were out of jail and our mother left and continued with her madness. We were staying with our grandmother. We lived in extreme poverty. We were starving. So my brothers and I would go steal to bring food home. My crazy grandmother encouraged us to steal. When I was 16, I got caught and was sent to the adult prison. It was like going back home. It was where my mother had lost half her youth, where I had grown up, where my brothers were born. There were people who knew me and my mother. I felt better in there than outside.
During his adolescence, Nunez became addicted to drugs. He went in and out of prison dozens of times for petty theft. But one day, he killed a man and was sentenced to 30 years. In prison, his drug addiction got worse. He joined a gang and became known as one of the most violent men in prison. But when his mother died of a heroin overdose, things changed. He became depressed. Pastor Nunez says it was in that moment that he saw Christ and when his life changed. He got clean. He started working around the prison, helping other convicts give up using drugs. Through his outreach work, he met his wife Leti, who was serving time for drug dealing. They fell in love, got married, and continued their work together. In 2002, Nunez was released for his good conduct.
So this is time to prep for lunch now.
El objetivo es que todos aprendamos a ser independientes.
The point is that we all learn to do it so that we can be independent, and the day we leave this house, we can all be prepared to cook our own food. We learn the most basic things, how to make an egg, prepare beans or potatoes. We learn how to paint the house and fix things in the house.
Aprendemos a reparar las mismas cosas de aquí el hogar nosotros mismos.
Luis is the family's oldest foster son. Now 24, he has lived with the family for a decade. He was abandoned by his mother and grandmother and once had a drug problem. Now he's studying law. Michelle, who is 19, is the pastor's blood daughter, and she also wants to be a lawyer.
I think it is great what our parents have taught us. The little we have to learn to share it. I say that if many people thought like my parents, there would be no children on the streets. It is very nice to have so many brothers and sisters. I would like to study law because there are a lot of people who don't know the rights they have, and I would like to awaken them.
Para poderlos como que despertar.
Señor Jesús.
Señor Jesús.
Te damos gracias.
Te damos gracias.
Por estos alimentos.
Pastor Núñez is able to run the house thanks to private donations, but with 23 children to take care of, the money is never enough. Yet, he never complains. As the family sits down to eat at several small tables scattered across the spacious kitchen, the pastor says grace. His past experiences still haunt him, but he hopes that by teaching his children, he can pay back society for the mistakes he made when he was young. For DW, I am Irene Caselli in Ciudad Juárez.
DW.